Since last May, Italy has had a center-right conservative government. The flamboyant prime minister, media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi, is well known outside Italy. But far less attention has been paid to one of Berlusconi's junior government partners, the National Alliance. The party was born in the ashes of the dictatorship of Benito Mussolini. And now that it shares power, its members are promoting a revisionist view of fascism. NPR Silvia Poggioli reports from Salò, a town on Lake Garda, linked to the most infamous period of modern Italian history.
Lake Garda was the favorite vacation resort of the ancient Roman poet Catullus, and D.H. Lawrence described it as one of the most beautiful places on earth. But the lakeside town Salò evokes ugly memories. From 1943 to 45, it was the capital of the wartime fascist republic. It was here that the Nazis installed dictator Benito Mussolini after he was deposed by the Italian king as head of a Nazi puppet state, the Italian Social Republic. Mussolini's last residence was the lakeside Villa Feltrinelli, a sumptuous Italian neo-Gothic mansion built in 1892. Brightly painted in Venetian gold and terracotta, it's been turned into a luxury retreat. American Bill Bradfield, one of the managers, gives a tour.
This is our large suite. And it connects to what was called the Ave Maria room, which is where this was Mussolini's bedroom. And we hear stories he didn't like the bed at all.
There are several prominent reminders of the dictator's presence. Photographs of Il Duce riding a bike, and in the library, bound copies of Life magazine from the 30s and 40s chronicling his expansionist war aims. Mm-hmm. Bradfield says Mussolini's memory doesn't evoke anything sinister.
Mainly, I think of him as a resident of the villa. That's basically what I think of him as, and that's about it.
A kinder, gentler image of Il Duce has long been cherished by die-hard Mussolini aficionados such as Vittorio Pirlo, an 87-year-old native of Salò.
Fascism was an important world event. Fascism cannot be erased. It was a key historical moment in Italy. It made Italy an international player.
Pirlo has recently won a long-fought battle. The local center-right city hall has approved the creation of a Republic of Salò research center. Salò Mayor Giampiero Cipani, a member of Berlusconi's Forza Italia party, says the center is long overdue.
Io ci credo anche come, sinceramente, come veicolo.
Cipani says this research center can also help promote what he calls cultural tourism. Why not? The research center will be located in the former headquarters of the Decima Mas, the most vicious fascist paramilitary group. Salò's former leftist mayor, Giovanni Cigognetti, says this fills him with shame.
The Republic of Salò was the worst period, the most murderous, the most like the Nazis, the darkest. That's why we're so embarrassed to have our town's name linked to such an evil time.
Cigognetti fears the research center is a pretext, and that Salò will become a place of nostalgic pilgrimage, just like Predappio, Mussolini's hometown in the Romagna region. Predappio is a memorial to Il Duce. Souvenir shops are stuffed with fascist paraphernalia, busts of Mussolini, black shirts, and truncheons, the weapons used by Il Duce's followers to help him take power in 1922. But now, one doesn't have to travel to Predappio to find fascist memorabilia on sale. One of the hottest Italian newsstand items is a Mussolini memorial calendar, with flattering photographs of the dictator and excerpts from his speeches. For those who want more, newsstands also sell a 15-set series of video cassettes on the era of mass marches, imperial pretensions, secret police, and racist policies.
L'ebraismo mondiale!
Here is Mussolini in 1938 announcing repressive measures against Jews. He calls the world Jewish lobby an irreconcilable enemy of fascism and says our national prestige requires a solid awareness of our clear racial superiority. Today, in several towns where the center-right is in power, streets and squares are being renamed in honor of fascist heroes. One southern town wants to remove a plaque in memory of Giacomo Matteotti, a socialist MP whose assassination in 1924 was ordered by Mussolini. The mayor, a National Alliance member, says the story of the murder was made up by communists. Giorgio Bocca, the dean of Italian journalism and former commander of a non-communist partisan unit, is dismayed by official efforts to rehabilitate the men who fought for the Salò Republic.
It is a folly to put the men of Salò on the same level as the partisans. The men of Salò fought until the bitter end as allies of the Nazis and their gas chambers, while we, the partisans, fought against the Nazis.
The National Alliance governor of the region around Rome has called for a review of school textbooks, which he says are too critical of Mussolini. Several other regions governed by the center-right also want to purge schoolbooks of what they call a leftist bias. Gianfranco Fini, the leader of National Alliance, said in 1994 that Mussolini was the greatest statesman of the century. Just a few weeks ago, he reversed himself, saying, "I wouldn't say that anymore." That was after Berlusconi appointed him to represent Italy at the European Union Convention. Journalist Giorgio Bocca says Fini's attempts to distance himself from the party's violent past have nothing to do with reconciliation.
The heirs of Salò's fascists are now in power. Until recently, they were still openly fascists. They sympathize with ultra-right-wing terrorists. They use the fascist salute. They praise Il Duce. They have changed only superficially. What they want is revenge.
James Walston, professor of political science at the American University in Rome, says the Italian left is in disarray and ineffective as an opposition force. He warns that the current fascist rehabilitation is part of a rising Italian nationalism.
It's quite right and proper that Italy, as an important economic actor and one of the biggest countries in the European Union, should be present, should be much more present than it has been in the past. But it is very worrying if you have the shadow of Mussolini's jaw reflected on today's stage.
For half a century, Italy had been governed by politicians who had identified with the anti-fascist resistance. That tradition has been broken. And now Italy's relationship between its politics and its memory could become more fragile. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Salò.